just a foolish doll. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Get my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time.
You're dreaming with an angel.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pulp News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about, do chuds actually believe this? Maybe a little bit. Nigger tranny shot dead by Walgreens security in San Francisco. Then, Elon Kneebender Musk. And for the finale, gradually, I began to hate them. That'll be the show. First, is it possible to call the leader of any government to account for any action, the preparations for and execution of which are the outcome of the wishes and inclination of the majority? Is it not considered right that instead of developing constructive ideas and plans, the business of a statesman consists in the art of making a whole pack of blockheads understand his projects so that they will grant him their generous consent? Adolf Hitler. Yeah, that seems relevant to my book, that quote. Definitely seems relevant to my book. Lou says, holding people accountable is anti-Semitic. Lou, I know. God forbid. Imagine loading up all those bankers with unavoidable debt that they could never get rid of. Imagine that. Imagine making them pay back the mistakes they made with the millions of dollars they have. Imagine that. If they actually had to face consequences of their actions. Wow. Holy fuck, Lou's kind of a genius.
Lou was kind of a genius. The AI bot said, Lou, this is kind of dangerous because if you did this, it would make everybody really angry that you accused of causing the crash. And they wouldn't like that. And they have a lot of power and they wouldn't like you doing that. I'm like, yeah, you think so, AI bot? No shit. First, Russia destroys 1 billion US Patriot missile system in Ukraine. Article says, dramatic footage shows $1 billion Patriot missile system filling the sky with rockets as it protects Kiev from an unprecedented Russian blitz before appearing to be blown up. Do chuds actually believe this? I was in like a 1 hour argument with Kilo about this yesterday. Based on the video we have seen, until shown footage otherwise, we will assume Russia launched at least 2 missiles and they hit their intended targets and they exploded. Simple as. Until I see video otherwise, that's exactly what happened. I'm gonna headcanon that Russia shot a bunch of missiles and 2 really good missiles at the same time. I'll headcanon that. But until I see video, no. This Bitbonk says, it's possible, but I doubt it. Either way, there's zero evidence for the claim. In the video, you cannot see the emplacement, so you cannot tell if it's a Patriot system, and you do not see what actually causes the explosion. That is a valid point. We do not see the Patriot system itself, but that we can assume it's a Patriot system based on the way it's shooting the anti-air missiles. But I will say that the video is really shit. All of the video angles and all the videos themselves are very shit. So it's hard to see and hard to tell, one way or the other. But whatever the Russians shot at, it blew up. That is facts. This America says, I believe it. The US has a pretty bad track record for waging war. No, I think the OP was hinting at the little last bit of the article saying that the rocket system protected Kiev from unprecedented Russian blitz. I think that's the part he's questioning, silly goose. And I mean, that was the thought process that was going through my head as well. Like it looks like it was definitely shooting at mini missiles in the sky, but we can't see it. We can't see if they're intercepting anything. All of the angles are bad. Every single video, every single camera has terrible quality. So it's hard to even judge. I think it's propaganda on both sides. There's propaganda from the Russians being like, we shot 2 missiles and annihilated them without even trying. And there's propaganda on the left saying, oh, we shot a bunch of missiles out of the sky and protected Kiev. Okay, so it's probably somewhere in the middle. Truth is usually somewhere in the middle, but probably more on the side of Russia in the case of this one. just tip the scale a little bit towards Russia in this one. I mean, you should do that anyways. Russia's gonna win. If you guys have been watching my show, I've been talking about this since before the war started. I said Russia was gonna win in one day. So, I mean, I was wrong about that, but I think I've been pretty right otherwise. Always been on the side of Russia since the very start. Go check the receipts. Next thread. Nigger tranny shot dead by Walgreens security in San Francisco. San Francisco's like a hellscape on Earth, isn't it? It's like a hellscape. Ooh, death. Look, warning. Ooh, I love videos with warnings. Those are the best ones. Those are the best ones. No sound. Wow, I have to talk through this. Oh, they're all black. They're all of the nigger variety, of course. Wow, dude, they're like in a fisticuff fight right now. I mean, they're literally brawling right now. This dude definitely jacked a bunch of stuff. They're brawling. They're both niggers. I mean, there's just nothing but niggers. They're surrounded by niggers. Why would you live in this area? George Floyd! George Floyd! Cop's about to George Floyd him. Cop is George Floyding him. I think he understands the error of his ways because he's like, oh fuck, I'm gonna George Floyd this guy. I can't George Floyd one of my brethren. Because he's definitely about to George Floyd him in the face right now. He's George Floyding him. George Floyding, Saint Floyding right now. Saint Floyding. Okay, are we done with the Floyding? You should have continued Floyding. Okay, where does the part where he shoots, like just like that? Why though? That was a really niggery thing to do. Really? Mortal danger? That didn't look like mortal danger to me. It looked like he had the control the entire time. Looks to me like the nigger said something to him. Definitely looks like the nigger said something to him. Look right here. This nigger lets him go. He says something to him. And look, watch. The nigger says something back. And then he shoots him. Watch. He says something. Nigger says something back. He goes, rah, like kind of lunges towards him a little bit. And then the cop shoots him. I mean, he did lunge a little. He did lunge slightly. But I don't know, man. It is a nigger. You can't trust a nigger. You never relax, of course. But nigger's gonna nig, I guess. Nigger's gonna nig. Possessed to spit. That was a tranny? Didn't look like a tranny at all. Looked like a man. Looked like a man. Unless it was a female to male, then it looked like a female, definitely, of course. This leaf says, this is straight up murder. That's fucking retarded. The tranny was unarmed. There was no threat. It was trying to run away. Whatever you say, man. It lunged at him. Literally lunged at him. Check the receipts. This American says, oh my god, black trans lives matter. Ha ha ha. He was about to Floyd the trans. He was about to Floyd that trans. He probably thought about it for a second and was like, let's just shoot him in the face. I'll get away with that, won't I? What kind of society are we in where when you choke someone to death, it's worse than shooting someone to death? But I guess that's where we're at. Strange. Very strange. This is black on black crime, you know? This is black on black. There is that. It's black on black, so no one gives a shit. There is that. It's invisible because it's black on black crime. That's simple as. This American says, a shame he didn't turn the gun on himself afterwards. Would have made this a true 5-star video. Well, I disavow that, obviously, but man, that's a very 4chan take on the whole situation. It's a very 4chan take on the whole situation. Watching normies slowly begin to question their fragile reality. I feel you, yes. Dude, realities definitely start to break apart at the seams, definitely. Yes, very entertaining, yes. This meme flag, it says Americans are subhuman mongrels that don't care about each other. He posts a Vokaroo.
Mutt America is 109% negrified. Every aspect of Mutt culture is entirely immersed in nigger effluent. The country is a veritable Neo-Mogadishu, a failed state that is held hostage by roaming hordes of savage gorilla niggers. Nigger pandering dictates all of Mutt politics, a dynamic that has led to the death spiral of its modern-day Gomorrah. Soon after its brutal ritual circumcision, the Max vaccinated, Ritalin raped, autistic Mutt child is brainwashed to mimic the simian antics of its
frighteningly accurate
half-wit niggers. All Mutt entertainment and news is replete with vomitous nigger platitudes, oozing with the infamous bacchanalian baboonery of niggers. Mutt American food, so-called, is comprised of insalubrious nigrified slop, inedible for any living organism that is not a mutt or a nigger. Mutt niggers, who would anywhere else on Earth be seen as out-and-out subfunctional retardates, are instead lavished with riches by the Mutt. And for little more than the spastic flailing of their gangly, chimpanzee-like appendages. Niggers' primitive tribal chants about drug abuse, child rape, committing mass murder using Israeli-made Uzis, are ironically labeled music, and then afforded veritable national anthem status. Niggers' antisocial, anti-civil gangster culture has, for all practical purposes, supplanted the Mutt Constitution. The incessantly repeated mantra, built for BBC, is the gospel prayer uttered by every halitosis-infused breath expelled by the degenerate Mutt.
Getting a little into the black pill territory now. I agree with it, but you're getting a little black pilly now. Getting a little black pilly now.
From womb to tomb, Mutt whores are inculcated and then conscripted to become bestial cum dumpsters for their AIDS-addled niggers, even reproducing...
You're getting into BBC now. Oh, you fucking tranny. You motherfucker. You snuck that in there, you little piece of shit. You little motherfucker. Whatever, I guess we'll end the thread on that. Next thread. Elon Kneebender Musk. How long until Elon gets banned from his own website? Elon says... I'd like to apologize for this post in reference to his post about Soros being Magneto. But before you say anything about, you know, like, oh god, Elon, he's already folding. Right after he said it was really unfair to Magneto, he immediately calls him Magneto again. Right after. He's like, I'm sorry for calling you Magneto. Eh. Whatever. This American says, I didn't really expect Elon to go full Poltard. The world really has gone upside down. It's like the slow, insidious descent into noticing them. You can't help but notice. It's hard not to notice. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's everywhere. I'll play the Elon clip of this little... It's so crazy. After he made that tweet about Magneto, he was on this news show for an interview with this person, and it was about a completely different subject, and the news anchor brings up the Soros Magneto tweet! And Elon is like a little flabbergasted, and he can't believe that the Kikes are ambushing him like that. Elon, they did it to ye! You watched them do it. You watched them force you to take ye off of your platform. Okay, are you waking up yet? Are you waking up yet? I think you are a little bit. Space, yes. This American says Elon is a literal Afro-Kang. He is a literal Afro-Kang, yes. He's from Africa. He hails from Africa, yes, praise. Our African Kang, yes, we was Kangs. It's cool. I'm glad he's naming Soros and stuff. That's good. And in interviews as well. And he's saying he doesn't care if he goes poor for free speech. That's a little dangerous, Elon. That's a little dangerous. And you think they'll stop at taking your money? You think they won't kill you? Think they won't try to kill you, Elon? They've done more evil things than that. They fuck children daily. Think they won't kill you? Because they will. They're pretty evil. They're as evil as you can get, Elon. They're as evil as you can get. Next thread. Gradually, I began to hate them. Is this not the face of... This is right after he asked about the Soros tweet and pushed farther. Elon's like, are you kidding me? Gradually, I began to hate them. Yes, more Elon threads? Yes, fuck off, yes. More Elon, yeah. He names the Kikes. He will continue to get threads, yes. How is this anything but naming the Kikes? Okay, I've been waiting for it. And he calls Soros Magneto. What is that besides kind of naming the Kikes? That's just about as roundabout as you can get. Here's the face he made during that interview. He's like, what the fuck? Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful faces from this interview. Beautiful. Elon Musk pro-Semite, yeah. He said he's pro-dude. He's obviously saying that so that they stop pounding him. He's like, I apologize to Soros. Then I immediately called him Magneto again. You know, he's evil. He's destroying humanity. I believe that. I'm pro-Jews as long as they don't destroy everything, everyone. But I guess every Jew does that, so oh well. Sorry. Are you generalizing? He's using their own generalization technique against them when he says that. When he says he's pro-Semite, he's using their own generalization thing against them. This Poland Anon says, Green Tex praises Chinkland and their sweatshop culture. Well, that's because he has a Tesla gigafactory there. If you had a $1 trillion factory someplace, wouldn't you kind of, be a little swayed, a little, towards that direction? The scales would be a little balanced towards that direction, wouldn't they? I'd say they would be. We could kind of take that into the equation and just calculate what he actually thinks. Then we have claims working from home is immoral. Because it is. Then he says, but post poll memes so he's based, because he is. Then he says, it's amazing how little it takes to convince Poltards he's on their side. Well, I could easily turn on him, but I never have, strangely, ever. I've never flippy-flopped on the whole Elon issue. I liked Elon when leftists liked him. I like Elon now that they don't like him. I like Elon. When he says stuff I don't like, I call it out, just like everybody else. This American says, no one starts out hating Jews. Jewry either makes people degenerate or makes people hate Jews. Well, that, but I also think they start realizing, man. They start looking around and be like, oh, wait. Who's punishing me right now? Who owns this? Who owns that? Is that person really white or are they Jewish? You know, you start asking questions. You start thinking about things a little bit. Like, maybe this person isn't white. Maybe they're a Jew. And 9 times out of 10, they will be. This American says, it's not that deep. He's irritated, sure, but he'll never hate the Jew like we do. Frankly, I doubt he even knows what hatred feels like. Okay, you can destroy Jews through love as well. Love is a powerful emotion as well. Love is as powerful as hate, if not stronger. If he fights the Jews through love, that works too for me, whatever. Love is strong too. Every emotion is powerful in its own way. Greed, envy, they're all strong. They all contribute to something. They all build something. They build the human being. What is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets. What is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. My show is fucking incredible. I can't believe I ended it on a fucking Castlevania quote. I'm fucking so good at this. Oh my God. You better update that, Niggy. That was fucking incredible. I'm like on another level of entertainment. Okay. Thank you. Please leave a comment. That's the show. Bye.
But how do you make a choice? You don't see, I mean, in terms of when you're going to engage. I mean, for example, even today, Elon, you tweeted this thing about George Soros. Well, I'm looking for it because I want to make sure I quote it properly. But, I mean, you know what you wrote. But you basically...
I said it reminds me of Magneto. This is like, you know, calm down, people. This is not like made a pivotal case out of it.
You also... You said he wants to erode the very fabric of civilization and Soros hates humanity. Like, when you do something like that, do you
think that's true. That's my opinion.
Okay. But why share it? Why share it? Especially because, I mean... Why share it when people who buy Teslas may not agree with you? Advertisers on Twitter may not agree with you. Why not just say, hey, I think this. You can tell me. We can talk about it over there. You can tell your friends. But why share it widely?
I mean, this is freedom of speech. I'm allowed to say what I want.
You absolutely are. But I'm trying to understand why you do, because you have to know it's got a... It puts you in the middle of a... The partisan divide in the country, it makes you a lightning rod for criticism. I mean, do you like that? People today are saying he's an anti-Semite. I don't think you are.
No, I'm definitely, I'm like a pro-Semite, if anything.
I believe that probably is the case. Yes. But why would you even introduce the idea that would be the case?
I mean, we don't want to make this a George Soros interview.
No, God, no. I don't want to at all. But I'm trying, even came up though in the annual meeting. I mean, you know, do your tweets hurt the company? Are there Tesla owners who say, I don't agree with his political position because, and I know it because he shares so much of it? Or are there advertisers on Twitter that Linda Yaccarino will come and say, you got to stop, man. Or, you know, I can't get these ads because of some of the things you tweet.
You know, I'm reminded of the scene in The Princess Bride. Great movie.
Great movie.
Where he confronts the person who killed his father. And he says, offer me money. Offer me power. I don't care.
So you just don't care. You want to share what you have to say.
I'll say what I want to say, and if the consequence of that is losing money, so be it.